an options package for homeowners, and it walks them through every option from modification to liquidation.
Yeah,
and what programs they might offer. So that might be a good resource going onto our Bank of America website and gathering that information. If you had general questions about the process and you want to ease the customer's fears, try doing a three-way call with our customer care center and having them walk that homeowner through the process and do what it might take to complete the transaction.
Yeah, taking that actual PDF off the Bank of America website. And I tell agents all the time, take that PDF with the Bank of America logo, with the Bank of America phone number on it, and take it into clients. Because Scott, I know where Scott's coming from. You know, my wife and I used to deal with this all the time. When she was listing people who were in distress, they just didn't believe that there was the option available to work out a deal where they weren't going to either have to go bankrupt, owe money for the rest
Love
of their
Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, another edition of the Power Is Now online radio. My name is Eric Frazier. Thank you for joining us today online and on the telephone. It's a beautiful day in Southern California and a great day to talk to Michael Hellickson, founder and CEO of Virtual Assistant Staffing, the world's leading headhunting agency. Folks, this is going to be a great show. Get all of your questions asked and answered about how to build a world-class real estate team. I'm excited about this interview and the great things we're going to learn from Michael Hellickson. Today's show is being sponsored by Prime Lending, a Plains Capital company. Folks, I'm the production manager for Prime Lending, and I want to encourage you to work with me. Please contact me by phone at 800-261-1634, extension 703, or by email at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com. If you need a pre-approval or to consult with me about a transaction, please call or email me and put my 31 years of experience to work for you. Folks, if you haven't heard about Prime Lending, you will soon because we are everywhere, a nationwide bank. Go to primelending.com and locate a mortgage consultant in your area and tell them the Power Is Now sent you. Well, we're just a few minutes away to start this interview with Michael Hellickson. Please tell your friends that if they want to know more about how to build a world-class real estate team, they should join the Power Is Now online or by telephone right now. For those of you who are new to the Power Is Now online radio, the name and slogan, The Power Is Now, suggests that we maximize our potential for success in business and life when we ask on information and opportunities now. The present is our future because the future is only a reflection of past decisions to act now. And we are at our best. We maximize our success when we act now. That's our slogan of The Power Is Now. Power Is Now Online Radio is an online radio network in which a series of teleconferences are created to empower, inspire, educate consumers and real estate professionals about changes in the world of real estate, banking, finance, marketing, economics, government, and anything else that can give real estate professionals and consumers the tools they need to be successful. For questions or comments about The Power Is Now, please email eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com or contact me by telephone at 800-401-8994, extension 703. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, please go to our website, thepowerisnow.com, and become a member of The Power Is Now Network for free. And on The Power Is Now website, and also on Blog Talk Radio, you can listen to past shows and take advantage of special discounts to other services that can help you grow your business. There is value in membership, and membership is free in The Power Is Now. Being a member also adds you to our database to receive communication and notifications of upcoming speakers like our guest today, Michael Hellickson. Okay, this is a final call for listeners. We are about ready to begin our conversation with Michael Hellickson, CEO and founder of Virtual Assistant Staffing. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. This is Eric Frazier. I just want to take a minute to tell you about the great things that are happening on The Power Is Now. Did you know that The Power Is Now has programming that takes place every single day? That's right. Every single day, there's a show playing on The Power Is Now. And not just one show, but shows throughout the day. Every single day. There's an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. There's a 12 o'clock show, a 3 o'clock and a 5 o'clock show. We even have a 7 o'clock show every single day, folks. You can catch some great information right here on The Power Is Now. Just go to thepowerisnow.com and click under Live Show. You'll see whatever's playing at that time, you'll hear it right there on The Power Is Now. Whatever's playing throughout the day will be on the live show. And if there's a particular show you want to listen to, just go to the past shows or to the Power Agent Spotlight or the Real Estate Resource or The Power Is Now Breaking News. Folks, The Power Is Now is just jam-packed with great information for real estate professionals and consumers. And I want to encourage you to tune in every day and listen to all the shows. There are over 160 shows that have been recorded on The Power Is Now, all about real estate, empowering real estate agents with information, empowering consumers with information, information that is relevant, information that is current, information that they can use. The Power Is Now. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. That's what The Power Is Now is all about. And that's why we have this information playing every single day on The Power Is Now radio. Please go to thepowerisnow.com and like on us. In fact, go to LinkedIn and connect with me, Eric Frazier, and The Power Is Now. We're also on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. We're all over the social media. And of course, on Facebook, you could even listen to our podcast on Facebook, because we make sure that we notify those of you who are following us on Facebook every week with the upcoming shows. Well, that's it for now. We hope you'll continue to listen to The Power Is Now and tell others about it. Thank you for listening today on The Power Is Now. Okay, we're back. Thank you again for joining us today. And for those of you who are just coming in to this call, we're doing an interview today with Michael Hellickson, CEO and founder of Virtual Assistant Staffing. And I'm really excited about this information he's going to share today on how really we can maximize our time and just be more efficient leveraging assistants and building great world-class teams. In fact, our subject today is building a world-class real estate team, using assistants to grow your real estate business, to make more money, and to enjoy more free time. Before we get into our talking points, I want to share some information about Michael Hellickson. He began his career as a real estate agent in 1991, eventually literally becoming the nation's number one real estate agent. During his career, Hellickson has spoken to and coached thousands of students and organizations nationwide, and has also been featured on several national television and radio programs, including Glenn Beck, CNBC, The Dave Ramsey Show, and the Fox Business Network, among many other local and regional programs. Michael has since become the founder and president of Virtual Assistant Staffing, the world's leading headhunting agency, specializing in helping businesses find, hire, and train top talent around the globe at savings of up to 67% over local employees. Well, folks, this is going to be a great call. Thank you, Mike, for joining us today on The Power Is Now.
Absolutely. Excited to be here, Eric.
Well, I'm excited too, Mike. I'm always looking for ways to be more efficient and to find great people and just to take my game to another level. And, you know, I've learned a long time ago that no one can do it on their own. You definitely need a great support team. You need a team, period, around you. In fact, folks, this show would not be possible without a team itself. I have all kinds of people who are working to make this show, The Power Is Now, possible every single day.
Yeah, you know, Eric, you're so right about that. You know, if you were doing the Power Is Now show by yourself, for example, that's all you would have time to do. You'd never be able to get to your work as a loan professional. You would never be able to spend time with your family. You'd spend all your time just managing the details of producing this show. And so, yeah, having a team is super, super important, not only from a growth and a creating income and wealth standpoint, but from an allowing you to have a life standpoint as well.
Okay, folks, you see what I'm talking about? That's just a little bit of what you're going to be getting from Michael Hellickson in this interview. Mike, on every show, we ask our speakers to tell us what they believe the phrase, the power is now, means to them in the context of who they are as real estate professionals or industry leaders. What does the phrase, the power is now, mean to you?
Well, First of all, I love the phrase. And, you know, it really, when you think about power, power comes from making decisions. And the time to make decisions is now. And a lot of people put off making decisions, especially relating to how they're going to live their life. They put off retirement, for example. We live in a society where people say, you know, I'm going to work really, really hard for all these years. And then at the very end, I'm going to retire and I'm going to have this great life. And I think that we've found that just isn't reality in today's economy. And it's just not, you know, most people when they retire, or if they retire, they don't really experience what they kind of hoped they would experience. And so for me, the power to decide that I'm going to have free time in my life today, that I'm going to have balance in my life today and now is really what that phrase is all about, because I've made that decision that I'm not going to postpone my retirement. I'm not going to postpone my enjoyment for when I have that time to retire. I'm going to take some time today. I'm going to have balance in my life today, and I'm going to implement things in my life that allow me to spend time with my family now and not have to wait until I'm retired to do so.
Well, that's a great Power Is Now statement and perspective. And truly, what we do now anyway is going to set us up for retirement and for the quality of life that we hope to have when we're ready to move into kind of the fourth quarter of our lives. And we all are going to get there, right? We're not getting younger. We're definitely getting older and moving towards retirement. Well, Mike, I am excited about this subject, building a world-class real estate team. Who doesn't want to be a part of a world-class team? I certainly do, whether it be at Prime Lending at work or here on The Power Is Now or at my church and my NAREP chapter, which I'm the president. I want to surround myself with world-class individuals that make up a world-class team. And so I think this subject today is going to be very helpful for a lot of people. Now, just in reading your background, though, clearly you understand what it means to build a world-class team, because you did that in order to achieve the number one status in the nation as an agent.
We've all been in the same spot at one point in our lives. Anybody that's gotten into the real estate business at some point has been the Lone Ranger, and I certainly was. You know, 22 years ago, I was the Lone Ranger on my team. I was the only one. It was just me against the world, and I went to an event. I went to a seminar put on by, many people would remember, Mike Ferry, and I attended a Mike Ferry seminar, and Mike said something at that seminar that has stuck with me my entire life. And the comment that he made was, if you don't have an assistant, you are one. And I'll say that again, because I just think it's really important for the listeners to really let that sink in. If you don't have an assistant, you are one. And I'll tell you, when I heard Mike say this, it changed my life forever, because it really stuck with me. It hit me like a ton of bricks, and I realized, hey, I'm doing things that I should have somebody else doing. I'm doing things every single day that an assistant can do, and it's taking me away from doing what I really need to do, which is lead generation, lead follow-up, and lead conversion. And so I made a decision that day that I was going to build a team. And I didn't plan originally to build the number one team in the country. I ended up happening that way, but that wasn't my initial intent. My initial intent was simply to get profitable and have a life and build a team that would allow me to have a consistent income in my business. And so I went out and I hired my first assistant, and that was a life-changing experience for me in many ways. And after that first one, I started to grow that team slowly but surely, and eventually became this gigantic team. At the very end there, we had 44 people on our team doing just under 100 transactions a month, and we were crushing it. But I couldn't have done that. Oh, and by the way, I was doing that working a four-day week. And so here I was able to actually have a life, have balance in my life, and yet make really, really solid income with a really solid team behind me that knew what they were doing and that did a great job.
Mike, give me an idea of what adding an assistant did to your business financially for you. As a long ranger, you were doing how many closings? What was your volume of business and income? And then when you hired an assistant, how dramatic of an increase was it in business and also in income?
That's a great question. Well, you know, I can tell you that the first 2 years in the business, my parents told me I should get a job at McDonald's because I'd make more money, and sadly, they were right. But ultimately, I think my income in the first year was like $24,000 or some crazy thing like that. It was terrible. It was very, very low. And the really sad thing, I was one of the top agents in the office at the time. And so what does that say about the rest of the office? And that being said, when I brought my assistant on, I was going to have to commit to paying her more money than I had ever made in a single year in my life. And so I was scared to death. I had no idea how I was going to pay for this gal. But I did it. I took the leap of faith. I knew that the phrase was right. If you don't have an assistant, you are one. And I knew I had to have an assistant if I was going to really, you know, make this work. And I certainly didn't want to have to go to work for McDonald's. And so I brought her on board and literally doubled my income immediately. In fact, I doubled my income every year for the next, I want to say the next 3 or 4 years in a row, I doubled my income every year. And I could never have done that without an assistant. There's zero chance I would have ever done that or accomplished that with my team.
So you hired one assistant, then the second and the third. How many assistants did you eventually hire over time?
We ended up with 44 on the team altogether. You know, the first one for everybody is that key hire. That's the one that really makes the biggest difference for everybody. You know, you got to have somebody to do all the administrative work and take all the details off your plate. And, you know, bringing her on to do that allowed me to look at my business differently too, because when it's just you, when you're the Lone Ranger, you're so focused on working in your business, you don't have time to work on your business. You don't have time to think about all the pieces that are moving around in your business and where they need to be. And so having her handle all the administrative work, all the things I wasn't good at that I didn't enjoy that were bogging me down, really freed me up to then, you know, make more calls. So I was able to schedule time in my schedule so that I could really prospect on a daily basis for new business. And then I also was able to schedule in time to really look at my business and work on my business. And that was absolutely critical. And by doing that, we were able to begin, you know, growing the income, which then allowed us to grow the team, which then allowed us to grow more income, and it became this giant snowball, and it just kept growing and growing and growing.
So, Mike, how long were you the number one agent in the country, and what does that mean in terms of numbers? What does a person have to be or have to do to become the number one agent in the country?
It's an interesting distinction, and it's hard to verify a lot of times kind of where everybody's production is. I was fortunate that my best friend was the number one agent at Keller Williams, and so I knew kind of what his production was, and I could see from the Wall Street Journal lower list what everybody else's production was from the last year, and in talking with people that are pretty well known to be at, you know, the top, you can kind of gauge where you're at in comparison to everybody else. Well, that being said, we were doing, by September, we had closed, I want to say it was 470 transactions by September, but we also had another 250 pending transactions and another 500 listed. And so we were on track to close just over 1,000 transactions that year, actually. So the question of how long was I the number one agent in the country, that's a tough question to answer. If I had to guess, I'd say probably about 10 months, maybe 12 months. I was in the top 20 agents in the country probably for, if I had to put a guess on it, I'd say for the last 5 years before that.
Well, that's a lot of business, and I think to be in the top 10, 20, 30, top 50 in the country means, number one, you're definitely making a lot of money. Two, that you've achieved a level of professionalism, and you have a system, and you have a team, because no one operates at that level without a team. And I'm sure you know most of those guys at the very top, that they all are surrounded by great people. Am I right?
You're right on both counts, that, you know, most of us are pretty well acquainted, and the vast vast majority of us are good friends, and yes, there's not a single one of them that doesn't have a team around them. Now, I will say this, you know, to your comment about, you know, obviously making money if you're at that level, and the short answer is yes, you're right. You know, you're making a lot of money at that level. The question is, how many of them are keeping the money at that level? The even scarier piece is, how many of them are making sacrifices in their personal life that are incomprehensible sacrifices in order to be at that level? And I will say, there are a handful that lead very balanced lives at that level, but they're very few and far between. There's a lot of folks operating at that level that are struggling to find time to be with their families, that are struggling to find profitability in their business rather than just, you know, bringing in all this gross income. You know, they really got to get focused on, how do I keep more of that income instead of just, hey, look at me, I'm the number one agent in the country and I'm barely making it on a P&L standpoint and I have no time for my family. So that balance is really important, especially at that level.
Well, Mike, I think that you don't have to be the number one agent or in the top 50 or the top 100 in real estate to have a problem with balance in your life. God, family, and business is what we all strive to have, you know, making God a priority, our family our second priority, and then our business our third priority. And it seems like everything in life either falls under one of those three pillars. This really kind of leads us to our second talking point, and why does every agent need an assistant? Are you speaking in that question to the fact of the need for balance, or what are some of the reasons why? And what would you say the number one reason why an agent needs to make that investment in having an assistant?
Well, I would say absolutely you're correct that the number one reason why is so that they can attain that balance in their life. I'm going to get there. I'm not aware, and I'm sure there's somebody out there that is an exception to this rule, but I'm not aware of anyone who's the Lone Ranger that is making a good solid income selling real estate and does not have an assistant and has balance in their life. I mean, generally speaking, if you want to accomplish all of that, you're going to have an assistant if you want to have that balance in your life. So that's huge. The other thing, there's a certain income. I mean, unless you're selling $10 million homes every other day and they're just coming to you by a referral, I mean, it's very difficult to really build an income without having a staff supporting you, helping you, taking care of those things that you should not be wasting your time taking care of. Because ultimately, and I've said this before and I'll say this again, and I hope that everybody's written this down, the three most important things that every agent must do in their business are lead generation, lead follow-up, and lead conversion. And the problem is that all this other stuff that has to get done, all the transaction coordination, all the listing coordination, the posting listings, that all this stuff that has to get done takes you away from what you really need to be doing.
That is so true. We are majoring in the minors. And not that those things are not important. I don't mean for the word minor to somehow diminish the importance of listings and completing the MLS correctly and maintaining your database and all these other things that are necessary to move the business forward. But they are minor in terms of the much bigger picture, right? And you've got to generate the business in order to have a business.
Well, you do. And, you know, the real problem is when you get so caught up in those details, that's when your family really starts to suffer. That's when you start to get so wrapped up in the day-to-day, you know, I've got to do this, I've got to get this, you know, thing out because, you know, I've got to respond to this email, I've got to get back to this person, and blah, 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 blah. When you get really caught up in those kinds of details, guess what? You forget about, oh, man, I got to take Billy to a soccer game, or I want to go, you know, I wanted to go see Susie's recital, or whatever it is. And so having a team behind you allows you to put your business on autopilot for in large part, and really plan your personal time first. And that's critical. I mean, I literally, the first thing I do every month, I go in and I make sure that all of my family stuff has been planned and is in my schedule, and those things do not move. And I'm able to do that because I have a team of people that I know are taking care of my clients when I'm not there.
Well, that's great, Mike, and that's a clear commitment to family, and it sounds like it's in the right priority. You made an investment, though, to hire your first assistant, and it sounds like you did it when you could least afford it. How do you encourage someone to step out on faith, Mike, and do that? I mean, is it perhaps an indication of what they feel or how they see themselves in their own business if they're not willing to make that investment?
Well, you know, when Cortez came to America, he was facing... starvation, he was facing potential conflict with the indigenous people and battles that his army could very likely lose and may not survive. Because he was afraid that these guys would jump on the ships and head back to Europe, what did he do? He burned the ships literally down to the waterline, burned those things down so that there was no retreat. And that's how I looked at my business at the time. I said, you know what? If I'm going to make this work, I got to burn the ships. I got to be all in. I got to push all my chips on the table, and I got to make this happen. And I'm not saying this is for everybody. I'm not suggesting that everybody should take the kind of risk that I took in the beginning by taking somebody on before I knew I would have the income to pay for them. But for me, it worked. It did a couple of things. It got me the help that I needed so that I could focus on what I needed to focus on. And it forced me to focus on what I needed to focus on, because I knew if I didn't, I was going to go broke really fast.
Right.
So it did, and it worked. I brought her on, and I used my credit card to start with. I figured, you know what, I can get cash advances and get to my credit card if necessary to pay for her, and I'm just going to make this happen. And if I go bankrupt, but I'm either going big or I'm going home.
Or go home. I love that. So, Mike, I make the investment. I pull my pennies together. I take some cash advances on my credit cards, and I go get that first assistant. What should your first assistant do? Because I need to get my money's worth, man.
You know, ultimately, your first assistant should take all of the administrative work off your desk. I'll give you an example. If you're an agent and you go out and you take a listing, you should be able to bring that signed listing back to your office. And if your assistant is local, hand it off to her. If your assistant is virtual, then scan it and email it to her. And that's the last thing you should do with that listing. Everything else should be done by your assistant. If you're working with a buyer, you get their signature on a contract, you bring that contract back, you hand it off to your assistant, or you scan and email it to your virtual assistant, and they take care of everything from there. Bottom line is, once that business has been brought in, you shouldn't be dealing with it. It's kind of like, you know, back in the day, you know, they had the hunters and the skinners, right? When they were hunting the buffalo on the prairies, the hunters would go out, they'd shoot the buffalo, and they'd have skinners that would come along, and they'd skin the buffalo behind them, and they'd take those hides, and they'd go sell them at the marketplace. But you're the hunter. You've got to keep that in mind. As a real estate agent, you are a hunter. You are not a skinner. So don't be doing any of the back end stuff. If you are a skinner, then you probably need to get a job working for an agent who's a hunter. But the agents that are the most successful are always the hunters, who go out and they slaughter it and they bring it back, and the team skins it and takes care of that business once it's brought in.
So it sounds like if you haven't made the decision to hire an assistant, it may be because there's an identity crisis going on. You don't know whether or not you are a hunter or a skinner, or you have the training, the skill sets to be a hunter or a skinner. And so you're kind of like in the middle, in a twilight zone, doing a little bit of everything without clear direction.
Well, and that's very common. You know, you get a lot of people that say, oh, I enjoy the paperwork. I enjoy doing blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, then you got to decide, what do you want? Do you want to do what you enjoy most, or do you want to do what pays the most? You know, if you enjoy paperwork, that's great, you know, and that's fine and good, but that's not what's paid the most. Sales is what's paid the most. You want to make money? Go out and bring in a listing. You want to make money? Go out and bring in a sale. But you're not going to make money sitting processing a short sale. That's not how you make money in the real estate business. There are people for that, and they're inexpensive, and your time is far more valuable than sitting negotiating with a lien holder on a short sale or something like that.
That's great advice, Mike. Folks, I don't know about you, but I'm loving everything Mike has to say about having an assistant. In fact, some key points here I want to just go over. Number one, lead generate, lead follow-up, and lead conversion. If you're not doing that, then you're not really in the zone of your business. You're not in the core of your business driving opportunity. And if you are doing the work of an assistant, you are the assistant. If you don't have an assistant, you are one. I love that phrase. I have to tell you, folks, I've lived that personally, and I know exactly what he's talking about. And then lastly, being a hunter or a skinner. What are you? Are you a hunter? Are you a skinner? Well, think about that. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back with more from Michael Hellickson on building a world-class real estate team. We'll be right back. Everybody, this is Eric Frazier. Please go to thepowerisnow.com website, and there you'll find all of the past shows.
fact, on the menu bar, you'll see radio. And you click on radio, you'll see live show. And in that section of the website, anything that's playing throughout the day will play under live show. If there's a particular show you're looking for that is played some time ago, just go to past shows. And you'll be able to listen to all the past shows. And not quite all of them, but most of the past shows on The Power Is Now. Folks, we've done over 160 shows. Can you believe that? Since August 20th, 2009, The Power Is Now has been bringing great programming every single week. We have The Power Is Now Breaking News, in which we have experts in the field break down the headline news in real estate. We have The Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, where we bring experts in real estate to talk about opportunities in real estate, strategies for real estate professionals, information they can use to grow their business. And then we have The Power Is Now University, which is typically professors, economists, tax experts, anybody who can provide information that we can use in our household or in dealing with financial-related challenges or just educating us to make better decisions. The Power Is Now University. It's a great tool for both real estate professionals and consumers. So we have The Power Is Now Breaking News, and we have The Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, and we have The Power Is Now University. Well, lastly, we have The Power Is Now Agent Spotlight. And I tell you, I really enjoy that program. It's because we bring on the very best in the business. Top agents come on the show, and they're willing to share all of their secrets, their success, their story, and how they made it to the top. Folks, we have had some great Power Agent Spotlight programs or shows. I encourage you to listen to them right there on The Power Is Now. Thank you for tuning in today on The Power Is Now. Continue to listen and continue to tell others about the great things that are happening on The Power Is Now. Like on us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Active Ring. We're all over the social media because we're trying to keep you informed and let you know about great opportunities to learn right here on The Power Is Now and absolutely for free. Thank you for joining us today on The Power Is Now. And welcome again to the Power Is Now online radio, and I'm with Michael Helligson, CEO and founder of Virtual Assistant Staffing, a world-class headhunting agency. And I'm excited about the information I've learned so far from Michael. He is really just telling the truth on what we need to do to move our business forward. And we're talking about the importance of having an assistant and what that does in bringing balance to your life. Mike, thank you again for being on the show today. And we've got two more talking points to address before we end this show, folks. And I want to encourage you to reach out to your friends. If you've been listening so far, reach out to your buddy in the business and tell them to get online or to call in and listen to what Michael has to say. If you've benefited at all so far in this conversation, share that knowledge with someone else. Knowledge is power, and knowledge is free. So, Mike, what are some of the most common positions that agents need to fill with an assistant?
Well, you've got your first assistant, you know, is kind of your general executive assistant, and that person's going to be kind of the Jack or the Jill of all trades in the beginning. But eventually, as your team grows, you'll specialize into different categories, and so you'll have a listing coordinator, for example, who does all of your marketing, who inputs all your listings, who communicates with your sellers and updates them on how many showings there were this weekend and what's happening with their listing and what kind of feedback we're getting, you know, all those things. Then you'll have a transaction coordinator who will handle everything from contract to close. Once that thing is signed around, it goes off to your transaction coordinator, who then handles all the coordination with escrow, title, lenders, make sure that the appraisals and the inspections are happening when they need to happen, and generally updates everybody throughout that transaction and really handles that thing from soup to nuts. Then you'll have telemarketers eventually. Once you grow your business to a certain level, a lot of times you'll end up with a lead coordinator will generally be your first telemarketer. Some people will hire a telemarketer to contact expireds and for sale by owners, maybe even contact their past and current clients to invite them to client events. But a lot of people will hire as their first telemarketer a lead coordinator who handles all the incoming buyer leads and makes sure that, that only the serious ones are set up on appointments with the agent to go show houses. And so that way you as the agent, instead of having to field all these calls and set them up on searches in the MLS and all that kind of stuff, you've got an assistant who's doing that, and they're just literally setting appointments for you to go show houses or potentially to your buyer's agents when you eventually bring on buyer's agents. So those would be kind of the most common positions. Then you've got the whole REO side of the business, and they've got a whole different set of assistants. You'll have someone who handles all of your reimbursements, which is very important. A bookkeeper is ideally suited for that position, which, by the way, one of the things that most agents don't have that they really need to have, even if only for a couple hours a week, they really need to have a bookkeeper so that they know what their profit and loss is doing. They know where the money's coming. They know where it's going. They know exactly where they need to be cutting and where they need to be watching their expenses. Most agents have no idea whether they're profitable or not. They'd say, well, I've got more money in the bank this month than I had last month, so I must be doing okay. Well, that's a scary way to look at your business. So ultimately, I would say there's a lot of different positions. In fact, we did an article that has 44 different positions listed in it where we literally went through our team and identified all the different positions we had on our team and what they did. And Eric, I believe you're going to have that posted on the Powers Now website after this call, aren't you?
Actually, folks, that list of positions is on the website right now. If you go to thepowersnow.com under services, you'll see Michael Hellickson's information, and you'll see two PowerPoints there talking about the organization and also about these jobs or assistant positions that he's talking about now. And Mike, there are a lot of jobs on there. I mean, when you think about support that an agent needs, it seems like it's unlimited in terms of the number of people to do so many things that will provide him more time or make him or her more efficient. The cost, though, associated with that is significant as well. I can only imagine just in having four people, the payroll associated with that.
Well, I'll tell you, when I had a 44-person team, my payroll was just about $125,000 every month. And, yeah, that's a lot. But I will also say that we ended up determining that by hiring virtual assistants, we were able to cut that payroll by about 68% or $85,000 a month we saved on our payroll just by going to virtual assistants. And it wasn't just the payroll expense that it saved us on. We also saved money on the office space. No longer did I have to have computers. I didn't have to pay for support for those computers. I didn't have to have phone systems. I didn't have to pay for support for those phone systems. I wasn't paying Social Security, Medicare, employment taxes. All that stuff went away. I mean, you start thinking about the numbers, it's staggering. I mean, it's switching to a virtual team for us is the single greatest thing we ever did in our business from a financial standpoint, as well as from a stress standpoint. You know, we got rid of a lot of the drama and the chaos in the office that comes with having 44 people in a room together on a regular basis.
Well, I can imagine. Was it Days of Our Lives on the set in the Hellickson's offices?
It was crazy.
Now, Michael, I think you make a very important point I don't want anyone to miss here. You know, you had 44 people. Your payroll was $100,000 a month. So, folks, we're talking
125, actually.
125,000, excuse me. $125,000 a month in payroll, folks. We're talking to someone here who was operating at a very high level in terms of volume and just the management of that entire operation. By transitioning to virtual assistants, you cut your payroll down 87%, did you say, or 67%?
It was 68% I cut it down by, which was an $85,000 a month savings.
Wow.
Without having to do another transaction.
Now, let me make sure I have this right. $85,000 savings per month.
Yep.
Did you still have the same number of people, or did you have to lay off people, or what happened there?
No, we had the same number of people, but we didn't have all the other, you know, expenses on the Social Security and all that. Our hourly wages were a lot lower on a lot of those employees. Also, I created more efficiency. And I will say, and I take that back, we did eliminate a couple of positions. We only eliminated, I want to say, two or three positions. But eventually, we actually began to eliminate more positions, and we were able to do that because we started using a time tracking software in conjunction with our virtual staff, our virtual assistants, that not only ensured that they were working when they were supposed to be working, but if they stepped away from their computer for more than 3 minutes, it timed them out and took screenshots of their computer so I could tell, you know, that they were working. I could see these screenshots. It would even tell me if they were on Facebook or HannahMontana.com or some crazy site like that during work hours. And so what happened was my efficiency went way up. I wasn't paying for my staff to chit-chat, and I wasn't paying for them to surf the internet at their leisure. You know, now everybody was doing what they were supposed to be doing. And so because of that, I literally was able to eliminate, I want to say we were able to eliminate about 3 positions just from that. But that we later even created more efficiencies as we went along.
Well, that's incredible, Mike. I think that a lot of agents have heard about virtual assistants and some have even tried it, maybe without much success. What is the difference between a virtual assistant and a local one? I mean, what can a local assistant do that a virtual assistant cannot do?
Well, I'll give you an example. A local assistant can sweep the floor. A virtual assistant can't. Other than that, there's not a lot of difference. It's interesting. People think, gosh, you know, but a virtual assistant, I can't touch them. I can't feel them. I can't just, you know, talk to them real quick and just, you know, say something to them real quick. And the reality is, yeah, absolutely, you can. Sure, you can. You've got Skype. We're on Skype all day, every day with our team. And it's very easy to communicate with them via Skype. And it's as if they're right there. And frankly, one of the worst things that team leaders do is they interrupt their team constantly throughout the day. And that keeps their team from being as efficient as they should be. So you've got to also kind of rein yourself in from that standpoint. But ultimately, we found that virtual assistants can do just about anything a local assistant can do. And the interesting thing is, when I hire abroad particularly, I mean, virtual assistants, they could be from the U.S., they could be from abroad, they could be from anywhere. The fact that they're somewhere else is what creates the term virtual. But that being said, particularly when I hire abroad, whether it's in the Philippines or England or South Africa or Central or South America or Europe or anywhere, when I hire abroad, I generally get a different attitude than I do when I hire locally. What I mean by that is, rather than a lot of times we've experienced, and maybe you've experienced this as well, but we've experienced this entitlement mentality that sometimes you encounter when you hire locally, where people feel like you should be grateful that they're even there working for you. And when we hire abroad, these people are so grateful for that job, they will bend over backwards to keep it. They'll do whatever it takes to make sure that you're happy, to make sure you're taken care of, and to make sure that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're working and they're bringing more to the hour than they're getting paid.
Well, it's just a whole different culture, a whole different perspective they have about employment, and perhaps because the opportunities where they're at are not as great as they are here in the U.S.
Oh, it's absolutely true. I mean, you think about it. I mean, they're making, on the wages that we pay, it seems like a small amount to us, but it's a huge amount for them. And they're not just supporting themselves. They're supporting their family and sometimes even their extended family on the wages they earn as a virtual assistant. And so the last thing they want to do is put that income at risk.
Now, Michael, can these people speak right English? Do they have the education and the skill sets to be able to support agents in a real estate business? I mean, our business, as you know, can be very technical.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, it's interesting. Most of the people that we hire are college graduates. And that's one of the reasons why people come to our company versus a lot of other virtual assistant companies out there, because our specialty is hiring people that do speak perfect English. In fact, if you want someone who speaks accent-free English, we can get you that person. Or, you know, some people, they say, no, you know what, Michael, I want somebody that has a sexy British accent. Well, all right, we can get you that. You know, I mean, we hire people like that all the time. In fact, we have a lot of clients who now, you know, are in Hispanic areas where they want someone who speaks fluent Spanish and fluent English. So we place a lot of VAs that speak both English and Spanish completely fluently.
So how do you find these VAs? How do you find assistance, period, for
Well, you know, a lot of agents, they start by hiring, when they hire someone locally, they think, I'm going to find out, you know, who has experience in real estate in my area. And the challenge that they encounter is a lot of times they bring with them the bad habits that they learned at the other shop that they were at, you know, because they worked for one of your competitors or whatever. Then what I've also heard and what I've experienced personally, when you hire someone locally, a lot of times you're creating a competitor. You know, you train them up, you teach them everything you know, you pay them, and then all of a sudden one day they decide, hey, I can do this as well as my boss. Why don't I just go do this on my own? Because look at all this money my boss is making. And so you end up creating a competitor. Well, that's another great reason why virtual makes so much sense. And so when it comes to hiring virtual assistants, there's lots of ways you can do it. There's lots of websites out there that you can search. It's a little bit different process. You kind of have to go through, you know, what we do is we go through 400 to 500 resumes for each position we fill. We put them through a round of interviews. We take the best ones out of the interviews. We put them through testing where we do skills tests, typing tests, internet connection speed tests, We do what's called a DISC personality profile on each one of them. And then we take the best ones out of that. We run them through another set of interviews with another member of our team. And oftentimes we'll do a third set of interviews with another member of our team. You don't want to shortcut that process. You want to make sure you go through that process. Now, if you don't want to do that on your own, then you can hire a company like ours, and we do all that for you. And we then, you know, give you the opportunity to test drive that person and make sure they're the right fit for your team.
Well, Micah, I'm not sure if there's a real estate company out there that does that kind of due diligence on any assistant that comes on board. And maybe they might call a few references to the previous employer, but DISC test and speed test and how many tests, what's the process you're taking each person through? Because these people are really vetted then, aren't they?
They are, and they have to be. You know, here's the thing. If you make it difficult to get the job to begin with, they respect the job more, right? And so we want to make sure of a couple things. One, we want to know that the person we're getting is really a rock star and they're going to be absolutely just the best fit we can possibly get for that position. And they could be a great employee, but they might not be a great fit for a particular position. And so what you have to know is that's where that DISC personality profile comes in handy, you know, because you've got to know, is their personality uniquely suited to making phone calls or is it uniquely suited to doing administrative work? And you do it. There's no shortcuts to this process. You do have to go through that full process to really determine that, or you have to have someone like our company do that for you. But the process needs to be gone through. Otherwise, what happens is you bring somebody on, you struggle with them for 6 months, and you end up letting them go because ultimately they weren't the right fit to begin with. And so don't, whatever you do, don't shortcut that process.
Well, Michael, this sounds like a great service for real estate professionals who are looking to take their game to the next level. How do you help agents get involved, get started, and especially those who may be, you know, a little hesitant about it because they're in that category of people who want to touch and feel and see the person?
Well, the industry generally charges upfront fees and blah, 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 and I think that's contributing to that hesitation that people have. We've taken the opposite approach. We believe that you should have the opportunity to test drive a virtual assistant, no cost to you, so that you can be 100% sure that they're the right fit for your team before they start, you know, before you have to pay for them. And so what we do is we give each of our clients the first week of virtual assistant time absolutely free so they can test drive this person, make sure they're the right fit. And then assuming they like that assistant and they want to keep them on board, then at the end of that week, we begin billing them for the subsequent weeks that they're going to be having them work for them. And so, you know, it just every 2 weeks after that. So at the end of the day, you get that opportunity to test drive them for free. And what we've done, Eric, is, you know, is on your website. If you go to thepowerisnow.com and you click on the services tab, you'll actually be able to take advantage of that free test drive. And there's no obligation, by the way. You can test drive them for a week. And if you decide, no, this isn't the right thing for me, well, no problem. You don't owe us anything, and you're free to go, and you don't have to keep the person on board. So take advantage of that. Jump on thepowersnow.com and click on that services tab, and you'll see our logo and a place where you can take advantage of that free trial.
Now, Mike, where is the hook? There's got to be a gotcha someplace. I know my agents are thinking that, okay, 1 week free assistant? Come on now. Where's the gotcha in this?
Well, here's the gotcha. I think you're going to love your assistant, and I'm so confident that you're going to love your assistant, I'm willing to give you a free week because I really do. I believe that you're going to get this person on board, you're going to love them, you're going to want to keep them long term, and that's where we make our money. We get paid a portion of their hourly rate, and I'm hoping that you'll keep this person for a very long time, and with any luck, you'll have them 5, 10, 15 years working for you. And so that's our whole model. Our model counts on providing you with the right person that you're just going to be screaming happy with. So, yeah, that's the hook. There is no gotcha. You know, it's really truly a free 1 week trial.
That's fantastic. And Michael, thank you for making that available to Powers Now listeners and real estate professionals. If you are trying to take your business to the next level, I think it would be in your best interest to at least give this program a shot. Have someone for a full week to support you. Now, Mike, if they want to do this and they have particular requirements, you know, how does that work? You know, they need someone that speaks Spanish or Chinese, or they need someone that knows how to program online websites and listing.
Really, what we'll do is when you go to thepowersnow.com and you click on that services tab and fill out the form there for virtual assistants, that free trial, we're going to do a little interview with you and we're going to find out exactly what you're looking for in a virtual assistant and what is going to be bring the most value to the table for you. And that could be, as you said, Eric, it could be a bookkeeper, it could be a listing coordinator, a transaction coordinator, a telemarketer, an executive assistant, it could be a web developer, it could be a graphics designer, video editing. I mean, it could literally be any type of thing that can be done remotely. And we will give you that that 1 week test drive them and make sure that they're the right fit.
So, Michael, is there any particular job that you can't provide for agents?
No, really. You know, other than, you know, sweeping the floor in the office, there's really not anything that can't be provided. You're going to have your buyer's agents obviously need to be local, but, you know, and your runners, if you have a runner that's putting flyers in boxes for you or something like that. But ultimately, there are very few things that cannot be done by a virtual assistant. And, in fact, on that list that's on the website there, there's that job description list that shows all the different things that real estate agents can use in their business for local and virtual assistants. It actually delineates, you know, what needs to be local, what can be virtual, and it gives a really good kind of an overview of what to expect there. So I'd encourage everyone to go to the website at thepowersnow.com, click on that services tab, and look at that video as well.
Now, Mike, we want the phone to ring at Virtual Assistant Staffing. So give us an idea of what the cost would be. Because I know there are agents that are saying, okay, Mike, great, there's no gotcha. But this is probably going to cost me more money than if I were to get someone locally.
It could be anywhere from, generally speaking, most agents are going to spend between $7 and $13 an hour, and that's all in. So they're not going to have any taxes or Social Security or Medicare or any of that stuff on top of that, which, by the way, ends up being about $5 an hour if you're hiring locally. So if you hire someone locally for, say, $13 an hour, you're really paying them $18 an hour. But ultimately, or I should say your expense is $18 an hour at that point. Ultimately, though, when hiring a virtual assistant, most agents are going to fall within that $7 to $13 an hour range for all in.
In addition to that, they don't have to worry about payroll taxes, reporting any type of taxes. All the necessary reporting that has to take place when you hire employees.
You're right. They don't have to worry about any of that because we take care of all that. And so basically, the employee on paper works for us, and the agent is paying our company a fee. It's just like if you're paying your dry cleaning bill. You don't have to pay the wages and the salaries and the taxes on everybody at that dry cleaner. You're simply paying a fee for a service, and that's what you do with us. You pay a fee for the service, and then we pay the VAs, and we take care of all the paperwork necessary that surrounds that.
Michael, how many virtual assistants do you have out right now with employers, real estate agents, what have you? Give us a sense of how big this business is that you're managing. That will give our agents some sense that, well, wow, this is an established enterprise that's doing virtual assistants at a high level.
Yeah, if I had to put a guess on it, I'd say we're somewhere between 100 and 150 right now on assistants they're working with clients.
Wow, that's fantastic. I'm the president of the Orange County Realtors. It's a chapter of NARAP, and I know quite a few presidents within the NARAP and also with NARAP and ARIA. And as a president, I'm also an administrator. I'm wearing many hats because these organizations, for the most part, are small, and most of the work falls on just a few of the directors. You know, not everybody is committed as you would like them to be. I'm thinking this is a great avenue for administrative support for real estate associations, and not just small ones like us, but even larger ones. Do you have any associations that are working with your virtual assistants?
We do. We have associations. We have businesses large and small. We have a lot of coaches, training organizations, you know, corporate clients. It's pretty interesting. You know, real estate agents make up a good portion of the people we're working with now, but we do have folks from lots of different industries as well.
Well, Michael, thank you again for joining us today on The Power Is Now, talking about building a world-class real estate team. Folks, I hope that you have learned something today from Michael that will inspire you to not only find the balance that we should all have in our lives, but to make the investment in yourself and in your business and even in your family to bring on the help to do business at a much higher level and at the same time have more time. What a wonderful combination that is, right? To make a lot of money and to have a lot of time. That's the ideal scenario, I think, for all of us who go to work for a reason, and that is to provide for our families and to have a quality of life for our children. And as Michael and I spoke about in the very beginning of this call, you know, we're all getting older. Some of us are heading very fast into the fourth quarter of our lives, and retirement is looking us down. So we've got to look at ways to get more efficient, to make more money, to save more money, and to have more time with the people who are the most important people in our lives, and that is our family. Michael, last word for our audience, and the power is now, in regard to building a world-class team.
You know, the parting thought that I'd like to share with you is just do it. Do it now. You know, you can do this in your market. You can do this now. Don't hesitate. You know, the time to take action is right now so that you can get that team behind you, get that income up, get your expenses down, and get more free time in your life, as you said, Eric, so that you can really enjoy spending time with the people that you love and doing the things that you enjoy doing.
Well, great closing statement. Do it now. And you know why, folks? Because the power is now. Do it now today. Contact Michael Hellickson and get a virtual assistant. Michael Hellickson, founder and CEO of Virtual Assistant Staffing, the world's leading headhunting agency. Folks, it's a wrap of The Power is Now online radio, the special edition, The Power is Now resource. Please share this link with your friends, with your fellow agents in the business. Let them know about this great discount that Michael is providing. 1 week free virtual assistant? Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want to take advantage of this great offer? And then to hear the cost, $7 to $13 an hour? If you're serious about making money and about doing more, then you have to take this offer very seriously. You really do. In addition to that, when I think about the time that I spend personally doing things that I shouldn't be doing, I see now I could use maybe one or two more assistants. And so there may be some of you out there that understand the importance of assistants and you need to add to your assistant ranks. Well, what a very affordable, economical way to do so. Well, what a very affordable and economical way to do so with Michael Hellickson's Virtual Assistants Program. Well, thank you again for joining us today on The Power is Now. This show would not be possible without The Power is Now team, Deidre Davey, Relationship Manager and Call Screener, Denny Grubbs, Website and Social Media Manager, Slavi Paykov, our fabulous sound and music engineer, and Logo Desires, who creates these great flyers that go out to you every single week. And then, of course, my daughters, Erica and Brianna Frazier, who back us up whenever I can't make it on The Power is Now, backup host for The Power is Now. Well, folks, again, thank you. This call is being recorded, and we certainly hope that you will forward it off to all of your buddies in the business. Please like on us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, connect with me on LinkedIn. Let's stay in touch, and please tune in again at the next show coming up right here on The Power is Now online radio. Remember, the power is now.
Eric, you know, there's one last thing. I've just got to get this off my chest. I got to say this before we wrap up our call today. I hope that everyone remembers this quote above all. Grab a pen, write this down, and that is, no success in the world can compensate for failure in the home.
Wow, Mike. Great comment. No success in the world can compensate for failure at home. I think that further establishes the fact that we need to be in the present and make home a priority. The power is now. We are truly at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. Thank you, Mike, for that great quote. And thank you, everyone, for joining the call today. Have an awesome day. See you next week on The Power is Now.